Good morning, and welcome to Simply People. It's Tuesday, April 9th. On today's show, Pat Sajak's daughter Maggie shows PDA with actor Ross McCall, and Jimmy Fallon performs Total Eclipse of the Heart with Heart for the 2024 total solar eclipse. Plus, a book claims that before Sean Connery in 1962, a Valley of the Dolls actress was almost cast as the female James Bond. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with a shift from politics to entertainment, where romance seems to be in the air for Maggie Sajak, daughter of the iconic game show host Pat Sajak, and actor Ross McCall. The two were recently spotted in Los Angeles, walking hand in hand and sharing a kiss. Here to share more details is our correspondent Celeste. Can you tell us more about this budding romance?
Certainly, David. Maggie Sajak, who is a social correspondent for Wheel of Fortune, and Ross McCall were seen together on March 26. They were out walking a dog in Los Angeles, and they seemed quite comfortable with each other, even sharing a kiss. Maggie was dressed casually in light wash jeans, a tan top and matching cardigan, and a brown beanie, while McCall sported a white t-shirt, a red Adidas jacket, jeans, and white sneakers.
Interesting. And what do we know about Ross McCall's past relationships?
McCall has been in a couple of high-profile relationships. He was previously engaged to actress Jennifer Love Hewitt, but they called off their engagement in January 2009. He was also engaged to Italian actress Alessandra Mastronardi in 2021, but they ended their relationship a year later.
And how about Maggie Sajak? What's her background?
Maggie joined the long-running game show Wheel of Fortune as a social correspondent in 2021. She's the daughter of Pat Sajak, who has been hosting the show since 1981. Pat Sajak announced in June 2023 that he would be retiring from the iconic series after 41 seasons. His retirement date is set for June 7, 2024.
And who will be taking over the hosting duties from Pat Sajak?
Ryan Seacrest will be stepping into Pat Sajak's shoes. He expressed his respect for Pat's work on the show and acknowledged the pressure of taking over such an iconic role. Seacrest said that while no one can do what Pat has done, he hopes to do a great job and keep the audience engaged.
Thanks, Celeste. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on that story. But now, let's shift our focus to a unique celebration of the 2024 total solar eclipse. Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, performed Bonnie Tyler's 1983 hit Total Eclipse of the Heart with the band Heart. This performance was a once-in-a-lifetime event, coinciding with the first total solar eclipse visible in the mainland U.S. since 2017. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent Abby. Can you tell us more about this special performance?
Certainly, David. Jimmy Fallon and the iconic rock duo Heart performed on the rooftop of 30 Rockefeller Plaza during the total eclipse. Fallon even donned 80s sunglasses for the performance, which he removed after the song to reveal his bright eyes. This was a unique way to celebrate the rare cosmic event, which won't be experienced again in the U.S. for another 20 years.
That sounds like quite a spectacle. How did the public react to this performance?
The performance was well received, with hundreds of spectators across North America and Mexico witnessing the cosmic event. Fallon had teased the performance on X, formerly known as Twitter, ahead of the main event, generating a lot of excitement.
And were there any other special events tied to the eclipse?
Yes, indeed. An eclipse festival in Russellville, Arkansas, offered free weddings for astro-loving couples. The event organizer, Rodney Williams, expected around 300 couples from across 22 states to sign up for the mass wedding. In Mexico, crowds gathered in the city of Mazatlan to take pictures of the sunset in preparation for the following day's eclipse. People in New York also lined up a day early for a great spot to catch the show.
That's fascinating. And how did Bonnie Tyler react to the performance of her hit song?
In an interview with Good Morning America, Bonnie Tyler expressed her excitement. She said she never gets tired of hearing Total Eclipse of the Heart and is always excited when it's played during an eclipse.
Thanks for the insights, Abby. Now, shifting gears to the world of cinema, Before Sean Connery took on the role of James Bond in 1962, there was an idea to cast a woman as the iconic spy, according to a new biography on author Ian Fleming. The book Ian Fleming, The Complete Man, written by Nicholas Shakespeare, reveals that Oscar winner Susan Hayward was considered for the part of Bond. Here to delve into this intriguing piece of history is Bella, a correspondent for Simply People. Can you tell us more about this revelation?
Certainly, David. Gregory Rateoff, who had tried to make a film adaptation of Casino Royale during the 1950s, had the idea of having Bond played by a woman, specifically Susan Hayward. Screenwriter Lorenzo Semple Jr., who was hired to write a script for Rateoff, confirmed in 2012 that they considered making Bond a woman, even coining the name Jane Bond.
Interesting. And who exactly is Susan Hayward?
Susan Hayward was a highly acclaimed actress. She won an Oscar for playing death row inmate Barbara Graham in 1958's I Want to Live. Her career spanned from the late 1930s to 1972, and she earned four other Oscar nominations during that time. Among her best-remembered films is 1967's Valley of the Dolls.
So, how did we end up with Sean Connery as James Bond?
Well, Fleming's top choice to play Bond was actually Richard Burton, who turned down the role. A number of other well-known actors were also considered. However, no major actor was willing to commit to more than one picture, which was a problem for setting up a deal with a distributor. Eventually, Sean Connery was cast as the first big-screen Bond with 1962's Dr. No.
And how did Fleming react to Connery's casting?
Fleming was reportedly shocked when he met Connery because he didn't speak the Queen's English. Fleming had envisioned an elegant man for the role, not a roughneck, as he referred to Connery. However, Connery went on to play Bond in five more films from Eon Productions and one more time in the non-Eon movie Never Say Never Again in 1983.
It's hard to imagine anyone else as the original James Bond, isn't it? Thanks for that, Bella. Now, let's shift our gaze from the stars of the silver screen to the stars in the sky. The anchors of the Today Show turned the recent solar eclipse into a family event. They gathered with their families outside the American Museum of Natural History in New York City to watch the celestial spectacle. Michael, our correspondent for Simply People, is here to share more about this. So, Michael, what made this event so special?
Well, David, it was a unique opportunity for these anchors to share a scientific event with their families and viewers. They all assembled with their protective eclipse glasses and watched the total solar eclipse together. The official Instagram account of the morning show and Guthrie shared a montage of the co-anchors and their children enjoying the event.
That sounds like a fun way to experience the eclipse. Can you tell us more about the antics that went on during the viewing?
Certainly. There were quite a few humorous moments. For instance, Carson Daly humorously put two glazed donuts over his eyes, mimicking the signature sunglasses. There was also a video shared on the official Instagram account of the group lounging in the grass next to each other, staring up at the sky. Guthrie shared a series of Instagram stories of the co-anchors smiling wide at the sky with their protective shades.
And who among their families were present for this event?
Quite a few of their children were present. Hoda Kotb's daughters, Hope and Haley, Shinell Jones' eldest son, Kayan, and Dylan Dreyer's three sons, Russell, Oliver, and Calvin, were all there. Savannah Guthrie's son, Charlie, was also spotted. However, some of the children, including Carson Daly's four children and Jenna Bush Hager's three children, were not seen in any of the photos or video footage of the event.
It seems like a memorable event for the Today Show family. Were there other public figures who caught a glimpse of the eclipse?
Yes, indeed. Brittany and Patrick Mahomes shared photos observing the event with their kids, Sterling Skye and Patrick Bronze LaVon III. Kelly Osbourne also shared an Instagram post of her and her partner Sid Wilson watching the event.
When can we expect the next solar eclipse?
According to NASA, the next total solar eclipse will be in 2026, but North America will only see a partial eclipse.
Thanks for the insights, Michael, giving us something to look forward to. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.